Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, could you please take the roll?
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Scranton.
Here. Please rise, join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our
flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda, citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak? Yes, sir. You look familiar. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, tall guys all look alike.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
My name's Kurt Bolton. I live at 8035 West Imperial Drive. I do have a small company, Performance Benchmarks and Planning, LLC. The core function of it is to analyze the effectiveness of government spending and how government money is being spent. I have taken a look at the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Excellent document. I think you guys did a good job. There's only two things that I can't do. There's two items that I have a problem handling. I want to try and be able to identify how capital spending and debt spending is split out amongst the six core functions of local government. I have talked with Mr. Patterson about it. He said that the information is available. I'm not exactly sure I agree with him on that, and he has talked about the possibility of having to pay for that information. As a taxpayer in the city of Franklin, I hope you'll share my interest in trying to find out just exactly how those expenses are split out, and I'm hoping I won't have to pay for that. So if I could get that information, I would appreciate it.
Mr. Liberta, could you just jot down a quick note to them?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? If not, I close the citizens' comment period. And turn to item B2, Eagle Scout Zachary S. Webster. And you have the certificate. And I'm wondering, who's the alderman?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Standing right next to it, sir. Alderman, how would you like to read the proclamation?
Oh, sure. I
have
my glasses.
Yes, well, that's
why I can't. Oh, I see. Maybe we should have you read it. We know how well he can speak because we heard him the other night. Whereas the conferring of an Eagle Scout is one of the highest awards that can be bestowed upon a Boy Scout. And whereas such award is earned as an earned award in that the recipient must perform and successfully complete and pass the rigid requirements exacted to achieve an Eagle Scout Award, and whereas less than 2% of all Scouts achieve this goal, whereas Zachary S. Webster has served Troop 539 in a variety of leadership roles, which include serving as an assistant senior patrol leader, serving as an instructor to the younger Scouts, and currently serving as an assistant Scoutmaster Marshal, continues to be part of Troop 539. And whereas Zachary accomplished his Eagle Scout project that consisted of building and installing three old-fashioned scoreboards for the Franklin Movie Fields, as well as making the numbers for each scoreboard and creating a box to cash the scoreboard for easy use. And whereas Zachary's parents, his scouting leaders, friends, and the community are proud of his achievements, absolutely. Now, therefore, Mayor Tom Taylor of the City of Franklin hereby recognizes Zachary Webster on the occasion of him becoming an Eagle Scout,
and ask all residents if they can join me in congratulating him on an outstanding achievement.
Are your
parents here tonight?
Yes, they are.
Maybe they could stand and you could introduce us.
My father is John Webster and my mother is Trish Webster.
And that's of the famous Websters of the Board of Public Works and the citizen of Franklin. I said this at the meeting the other day. I want to say it again, and that's that I truly appreciate, I'm sure the Common Council does, all the time and effort that your father puts into the city. And it's years. that you can play with that independent expert. And I also want to thank your mother for allowing your father to be there. And it's pretty clear that you've got just an absolutely outstanding young man here. And I'm going to offer you that. I'd like you to, because you said you're interested in politics, right? So I'd like you to maybe think about putting in a volunteer application form. I think about maybe serving on civic celebrations or our environmental commission. Because I, you appear to me, sir, to be a very, very gifted young man. Congratulations.
Next item on the agenda is item B2B, mayoral proclamation designating April 30th, 2011 as Arbor Day in the city of Franklin. And I think it's for informational purposes, unless someone has a question or a comment. Now I'll move on to item C, approval of regular meeting of March 1st, 2011.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to organizational business. You have before you boards and commission appointments. Gene Ninneman for weed commissioner. I believe that the city clerk would join me in saying that Mr. Ninneman has done an outstanding job and would be highly recommended for the position. Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I had a tough day yesterday.
It's a shirt.
If I
into the law.
Oh yeah.
But you guys knock it off. If I may, Mr. Mayor, Madam Clerk, this rate is the same or less than that?
It is the same.
I will make the statement I make usually at this time of the year. We don't want to be in the weed cutting business, nor do we want to be in the service business. I believe that this rate ought to be double what it is. Personal opinion.
All right. I'd look for a motion to approval. Alderman would like to make that.
Make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon. Aye. Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item G, Information Technology Services Agreement with Heartland Business Systems and the City of Franklin.
Mr. Mayor, Bernie.
Is a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Under discussion, only to say that I've experienced nothing but good things from this firm, and I think the council would be wise to move to approve it. So, motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Honor.
Yes.
F1.
Letter from the, oh yes, I'm sorry. Letters and petitions. As you may recall, Alderman Taylor bumped into then County Executive Holloway at up in Madison during the swearing in for the governor, right?
Yes.
And he invited him here, and there were a couple things that we asked him to consider. One of them was to waive the fees for the walking club, which he did. And so that was accomplished. We asked him to look at the parking lot for the sports complex. We asked him to look at College Avenue and to take a ride home that way, and to put as much money into that as quickly as possible. And then I think I asked him that if he could get in touch with the new economic development director to come out and meet with us, and he did. And so I had a meeting with Damon Dorsey, and I wanted to put this in the package to let you know that he did follow up. We had conversations about that land by the House of Correction and seeing what they could do to place it in surplus. Also talked about potential bid districts. Apparently, he has enormous background in setting up bids. And so he, in the letter, he says that in the event that the council elects to do something like that or work on 27th Street, that he would more than welcome the opportunity to work with us. So, and I should add that tomorrow, let me put it this way. There was a lot of questions about me serving on the transitional committee for county executive, especially with Chairman Holloway. I was invited not as the mayor of Franklin, but as the chairman of the mayors and village presidents to serve on that. Tomorrow, I will be going to the courthouse to meet with the current county executive, Marvin Pratt, to talk about economic development issues, et cetera, things that are incorporated into this letter. And it's my understanding that if either Mr. Stone or Chris Abley are elected, that I will continue to serve on there. So, Alderman Skronsky.
Yeah, I also had a discussion with Mr. Dorsey regarding it. And those business districts seem to be very popular and very successful when you get the involvement of the people that it affects on the road and the area. I think it's very good. It's something that we should move forward and look at and continue with this because it's very very positive and it comes out very well. So I would like to see us continue in this matter, in this discussion with the county and get more of the facts in order to do that.
With Jack. Jack, I don't know if you've got the letter, if you saw the letter, but I dazzled him with your GIS system, and he really, really liked it. And then I said, well, you know, we actually have the guy that created it is here. And my suggestion was that Waukee County and the other municipalities, instead of having separate independent GIS systems, look at ours and maybe emulate it and have ours serve as the model for economic development from Waukee County. So he really liked it. Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, I'd like to have the council agree on that. We could have Mr. Dorsey out here and to continue with this conversation because I think it's very positive to what can happen, and we should have that, and we should really move forward on it because economic development is going to be tremendously important for this community on what's going on, and especially on 27th Street. And, so... if possible, Your Honor, I think the council should really agree to move forward on this and help out.
Okay. Anything else on it? Item G1, information technology, we passed that or no?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
On the next one, I was going to change the suggested motion on here to say...
G2?
Yes, G2. Okay. A motion to direct the engineering department to assist the Safe Routes to School Task Force. And I hadn't finished writing this out.
Second.
Well, with mapping displays for the April open house meeting.
Is there a second? Alderman Olson?
Second.
Under discussion, seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Item 3, I think we'll put that over because Don Dorson said that he might be here about 7 o'clock if the meeting lasts that long. So we'll go down to item 4, acceptance of proposal 5-year.
Yes. Move to approve.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Former Alderman Dorson just sent me an email saying that he was going to be here around 7 o'clock, so that's why I was doing it. But,
okay.
It's a motion. It's been seconded under discussion. Alderman Solomon?
Alderman Dorson is on the Parks Committee. He did explain last night as to the locations that they were going to do this in, and it was approved unanimously by the Parks Commission.
Okay. And I also just wanted to add that Jerry Schaefer said, yeah, it's a great idea.
Great.
And Alderman Schmidt?
The birdhouses are being donated by the Franklin Historical Society, so that was a joint venture. We offered the Trails and Park Commission to they wanted to install them. We took an inventory. We have about 40 birdhouses.
And they're all old? They're all old?
Got a lot of feathers around.
The only thing was that we wanted to have names put on it, that it was donated by the Historic Society and the Friends of the Franklin Parks.
Okay. Cardinal Sparrow.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Do we know, what is the method of installing them? Or is it like nailed to
it? We would have to secure a post to...
Oh, it is a post thing. Because they're bluebird houses, I thought. I hope they know the difference between a bluebird house that's supposed to be in a field.
field in an open and not nailing it to a tree, because that's not what we're attached to.
The birds will know which one to go to.
Okay.
The bluebird. Very good. No directional is needed.
No.
All right.
Well,
all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those, oh, we got it. Nice to have
very
a motion
good.
Carries. Next item, item G4. Before we begin on that, there is, let's see, it's on page 39. It says, still remaining are the following two projects. It says four lanes, just so everybody remembers. Just in case this would move forward, I'm going to go on record right now saying I'd be vetoing that. Not in favor of four lanes, but this is coming from the Board of Public Works as their recommendation. So I just wanted to catch that because we seems that we had some controversy in the past about that. Mr. Bennett?
Mr. Mayor, make it clear, engineering department will not be recommending a four lane.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Engineering will not be recommending a four lane. We may be looking at some possible turn lanes at Tifton and Princeton, where they come together, because there's a lot of turning traffic for both subdivisions. And at that little section, people may say, well, yeah, that's four lanes, but they're going to be turn lanes. And so we won't be recommending four lanes, but we will be possibly looking at some turn lanes in that, because that will kind of preserve the capacity of the two lane road. But we'd like to start working on that, and we'd like to work up some alternatives and bring to the council this summer to review, and if you want to have a meeting on it. We don't have a lot of money in our program, so it doesn't really even look to the point there's a consideration for an urban section, because we just don't have funds to do an urban section. So probably the two alternatives we'd look for that is just to pave the road as is, repave the road as is, or put shoulders on the road. And that's probably the most of the council that we look like.
Mr. Bennett, would you mind making just a note to the file that Jerry Young sent me a letter, and I was going to put it on tonight's agenda, and it has to do with county roads and people coming forward. I forgot to put it on the agenda. Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, Jack, on here, the Zavarian Drive comes out to 51st Street, correct?
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't show it on here. Are you going to have a turning lane there, in and out?
I don't know. We'll have to look at that. But Xavier Drive does not really come out to 51st Street. That's a temporary road, and it's a lot that's owned by Xavier at one time.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know. We'll have to look at – we'll probably do some traffic counting ourselves and see if they're justified. There's also Berkshire to the north that's separate, see if they all need turn lanes or not.
I think that Xavier is almost permanent, the way everything and everybody's going in.
It really has to be permanent.
Yeah, it should be.
I don't have my glasses tonight, but am I reading this correctly? Is it on the spreadsheet? Does that say Marquette Avenue?
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want
to... Are we going to address that?
No.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, it's in my packet, so I would say if it's in my packet, part of the agenda item for the city attorney might want to give an opinion on that.
It's part of the road program.
My concern is that Marquette Avenue West has been an ongoing problem, and the funding for it won't be adequate, what's put in here, to accomplish that, especially if we have to purchase the any right-of-way.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes, this really is a maintenance program. This is a program that we've calculated to be able to maintain our existing streets. And as our capital budget indicates, it comes out figuring longevity of streets before they need to be reconstructed or resurfaced. We really need about $1.8 million a year to do it. This year, if you add in Oakwood Road, we aren't even at $1 million. So new streets are not part of this program. This program is to maintain existing roads, and that's how the road program has been calculated in the past. That's how it's been used, and when new streets are decided to be constructed, then those are put in the budget. I think we have money in the budget for a temporary street, a small amount. I'm not sure that'll cover it, but if the council wants to budget additional, you know, that'd be the decision they make. But I would just suggest that if you're anywhere going to try to keep up with the existing pavements, we need to restrict this to existing streets and not try to build new streets with this type of money.
Well, it says here Oakwood Road construction, so and then I've been told all along that this is the money that's in here for putting Marquette Avenue West, so is that now not correct? If you're saying this is strictly money to do existing roads, then why is it on this? And if it's not on this, there's no other place it's in the budget that I've been looking for, because I've been watching for it very closely.
Watching for what?
The money for Marquette Avenue.
No, I don't know.
I think we need an answer to this. And I'm not done, because before we move forward, I would like to know where the funding is for Marquette Avenue. It says in the sheet in front of me in my council packet, Marquette Avenue West, $50,000. And he said this is for existing roads only. And Marquette Avenue West is not an existing road because it doesn't exist there.
That's a capital program.
Yeah. And I'm saying it's not enough money. It's $50,000. And the council has approved several times for...
He's trying to answer you.
Well...
Where's the...
I'll give up the floor, but I'd like the chance to have another say.
Yeah, I think he's trying to answer as the chairman of the finance committee.
I believe there is $150,000 in the capital improvement fund to put Marquette West to 49th Street. I do believe that is there. I do believe somebody just needs to put it in the on the agenda and move forward with the council.
Alderman Wilhelm.
And I've heard that statement about putting it on the agenda and move forward, and we had that on the agenda, and we had a motion to move forward, and it's been, that was supposed to be for the attorney to negotiate that, and we know where that's at. You don't need to respond, because you and I have talked about this. I know where it's at with that. But I don't want someone sitting here saying you need to put that on the agenda to bring it forward when everyone up here knows I've already done that. And it's in the city attorney's hands. He has been negotiating, and he's been working on that. My concern is there's a push from the park department to put a road on further south, and I don't want that money lost out of this road program until that road up at the school is taken care of first. That's a higher priority than a park road that's been sitting there for a long time.
Mr. Wesolowski?
I noticed a citizen in the audience who's been very interested in this. Here's the simple version. Once upon a time, council authorized as one of a 9 or 10 point motion with an alternative to go ahead and develop and pay for and acquire lands necessary for emergency access out to 49th Street. Let's just call it like the North Route. And there would be a couple of posts with a chain on it because it's only for emergency access. At the same time, there was a future plan extension as a normal public street of Marquette all the way out to 51st Street. That went across somebody else's property. That property's been in an estate, been working with the lawyer. As part of that, within the last, I'm going to guess, 6, 8, 9 months, it's no longer confidential. It was the subject of a confidential common council meeting back some 6, 8, 9 months ago. The Conservation Fund, who is an adjunct working with Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, is very interested in acquiring the necessary property, which would allow for the planned orderly extension of Marquette Avenue, which is not a temporary emergency access. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, based on meetings I had with them, is also very interested through their local officer, Dan Cameron. So we have two substantial government-related entities with stewardship funding, and I know there's some question about stewardship funding, but not as to whether or not it'll be available for this project that would be utilized, not city funds. That whole proposal was the result of a meeting among staff and those other agency representatives a few months back with Alderman Wilhelm, and it was one of those rare government-related meetings where you had three or four or five different positions, and everybody was smiling when it was over because it made sense for everybody. That's being worked on by the Conservation Fund with the assistance of PNR right now, with the lawyer representing the estate, and in the real world, some of the heirs to this estate are in Europe. And they use regular mail, and you've been asked to have patience in terms of response time. That's where it's at. So some people might say this is one of those win-win-win, everybody wins situations. I didn't say winning, I said win. So patience is a virtue once in a while, and that's why no other action is being taken on this northerly route. But Alderman Wilhelm is correct that the council did act to authorize that, and money's been budgeted. I'm understanding that's what Alderman Solomon, as a second alternative, mentioned when he said $150,000.
Alderman Wilhelm.
And I guess because Alderman Solomon and I actually have the same parcel in mind. Marquette's on the north, Evergreen Court for the park is on the south, and I'm concerned that we're both trying to negotiate with the same, on the same property, and I think the Marquette one for the school should be a higher priority, especially because it's been approved by the council. And I understand the Park Commission has their own rules and regulations and can do things, but if we're going to do any kind of eminent domain, it better be for helping the kids out at the school and the parents over a park one. But just to follow up on the meeting, it was my suggestion to bring the closed session forward to try to do the win-win, because I wanted to work cooperatively with Alderman Solomon and try to do a win-win for everyone. The problem that happened after the meeting, and I learned about this through a close contact, that I know that the map that was presented to MMSD did not include the northern portion for Marquette Avenue. They did not take that into consideration, and so that portion never, even if they do purchase the sum of that land, the top portion of Marquette Avenue is not under consideration. So we still have an easement issue, and there needs to be more money to make that happen. This has been the most outstanding ongoing problem. We need to do something that the people can use instead of way out on Oakwood Road and building sidewalks and, excuse me, Alderman Taylor, but passing ordinance to not plow sidewalks because no one's using them when we have an issue here that's very visible and can help the people. And they need to see what they're getting for their tax dollars.
Mr. Wesolowski.
Number one, it's not eminent domain. It's a negotiated agreement with grant funds. Number two, Midwest Director for the Conservation that the northern portion is necessary, and the DNR concurs with that, and that's the goal they're working towards, so it's not out of consideration.
Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but this Marquette Avenue West, $50,000, is to repave the section of Marquette that is west of the empty field and west of the school. That's it. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Chad?
Build a street from 49th Street, which we don't have right-of-way for, to the school, which would be to the east from 49th Street.
So you're contradicting that. I'm not going to go there.
There's a road. There's a little driveway.
It's a one-lane road. It's a one-lane driveway.
There's a driveway right now that goes to the first parcel, and then it goes into the second house west, right. And there's nothing to the east of that, so we have to somehow acquire the right-of-way, and then I guess there was temporary access, if that's what it is, possibly could use their driveway with some kind of an extension and a gate that the fire department could do, and I suppose you could then have a walkway through there at the same time for the kids. That's the way we foresee what the council's action And then what the city attorney's working on is more of a permanent type of situation where we can get both Marquette Avenue and Evergreen Drive both through, and then the conservation would have the rest of the land. I think that's the situation.
So
we could at any time just get a walkthrough too.
So what we're doing there is we're taking $50,000 in road reconstruction money.
No, that's budgeted under the capital improvement program separately from the road money. That road money is not, $50,000 is not part of this project, of the road project.
Alderman Olson, you have the floor.
Okay. This $50,000 is to build the one-lane road between 49th Street and Marquette Avenue West. Is that correct?
Yes, as a separate line item in the budget.
Capital item.
And I go back to my original statement. We're using reconstruction funds to build a road.
No.
Capital.
It's
right
a
there. Project it's cost.
Capital.
Okay.
It's coming out of the capital. It comes out of the capital budget, which okay. would be the normal place you would put a new road in.
Anything else controversial in the program, Jack?
Well, the big.
I can't vote for this anyway. There's no streets in my district.
Alderman Solomon.
Yes, there is. Well,
if, let's put it this way. If this comes to a vote tonight, I'm not going to vote for a temporary $50,000 access.
It's not part of this.
It's not part of this program,
no.
Correct? Thank you. And let's make this another day, another issue, and move forward.
Is there a motion to accept the proposed 5-year 2011 to 2015 road improvement program?
So moved.
Second. Second. It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion. Mr. City Attorney.
Only that what's titled 5-year road improvement plan on page 39 of the agenda packet in the, let's call it the third paragraph with regard to South 51st Street, does have a second sentence which reads, reconstruction to 4 lanes in the future will need to be justified by peak hour daily traffic volume increases resulting from West Wilson Avenue development. I heard what the mayor said earlier, if that's not intended to be in there, you don't want that in there as a public record that somebody might be reading next week, and you'll have a couple hundred people here.
The maker of the motion be willing to agree with the exception that the language or the words 4 lanes be deleted from page 39?
I don't think it needs to be deleted because that's a future project. It's not on the road program for 2011. It can be visited as traffic increases. It may, the traffic impact analysis may require us to put 4 lanes in that section. But what it's saying here is it must be justified by peak hour traffic.
Right. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Under discussion. Seeing none. Well, Alderman Willem.
Well, what's wrong with not bringing it back up later? Scratching it now and bringing it back up later if the traffic volume justifies it. That way it's not in the record. I agree with the mayor. That's what he just said. And that there's no harm in doing that. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be handled.
Reconstructing a road that's going to last for 25 years without traffic impact analysis. I don't care whether it's 2 lanes, 6 lanes, or 20 lanes. You still need the amount of traffic to substantiate what you're doing economically.
Alderman, you have the floor. Right?
Yeah, and I know with the traffic count on College Avenue from 27th to 35th Street, and that traffic count analysis doesn't warrant a 4-lane road until the year 2035, according to sewer plans. So I don't see how 51st Street is going to. So I guess I'm not agreeing with that, and we should remove that, and I would ask the council if we don't want to go through what we've done in the past, that if this motion is going to go forward as it is without the amendment, that you would not support it. And a second motion for removing the language as suggested by the city attorney.
Alderman Schmidt has been waiting patiently.
Yes, this is certainly a hot topic bordering our two districts. And I am concerned about if we leave this in here that it is going to, the constituents, when they, as soon as they hear the possibility of this is going to it be in there, they're going to, it's just like what's happening right now that I'm finding out because Nina Dolan has been demolishing homes along 51st Street. Everyone wants to know, is the quarry expanding? And these rumors are generating, and there's no basis to it. But people get a hold of something, and then they start getting an alarmist reaction. I think it would be better to be deleted.
Mr. Bennett, I was trying to remember your name.
I haven't been here very long. I really haven't.
I
guess I would recommend that you leave it out. Surely, if we come back, we think that 51st Street north of Ruston is going to have to be done in the next year or two. It's really starting to show problems. And we're going to be doing some patching this year to get us by this year, but I don't think there's any question in our mind that in the next year or two, if that has to be reconstructed, that we'll live with that for the 20 years. If it, for some reason, we decide not to do that for 2 or 3 years, we can always come back with a recommendation for a traffic analysis at the time. But so, I agree. There's no sense ruffling feathers. But at least right in our minds right now, 51st Street in front of the high school was 2-lane, didn't need 4-lane. The traffic analysis showed that. The shopping center surely hasn't expanded anywhere close to what we thought it would when they initially traffic counts we got and everything from that traffic engineer. So I can't see doing anything different than just resurfacing that if it's going to be done in the next couple of years. And there's no sense getting everybody excited about a widening because we know that people don't want it.
Alderman Solomon?
I will rescind, I will add that to my motion that we will rescind the last sentence in that paragraph.
Okay.
And it is the first, second, third paragraph down on page 39.
Thank you. And who is the second to that?
I'll second it.
No, I did.
Oh, you did.
I'll concur with that? The maker of the motion.
Okay. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm, and then Mr. City Attorney.
I just have a question. This is flipping subjects. For Mr. Bennett, on South 31st Street, West Ross and 2 Madison Boulevard, is there water and sewer down that road?
There is sewer, and we have pulled the people a number of times, or at least once, for water, and people don't want water. But yes, there happen to be 2 sewers down that road.
So they're all on wells?
They're all on wells, yes, they are.
Well, I've been going door to door. Those people want water from what I'm getting, and so.
Not when they figure out what they have to pay for it, they won't want it. It costs about $10,000.
We're kind of off the agenda.
If they want water for $10,000,
a road program.
I just, if we're going to redo the road, I would think that that would be the time, because the budget would have to adjust, and that's how I see that it fits in with the agenda item.
Bring that up at the next meeting. We can pull it.
All right.
The city attorney?
Just a thought. Instead of just deleting it, then there's no information. And Mr. Bennett said the engineering department would not be recommending 4-lane. And there would just be a concern for whether or not extra turn lane might be necessary at some intersection. So maybe instead of just deleting that, you might want to say 2-lane resurfacing or reconstruction will be the subject of engineering department review for future report and recommendation to the council with regard to adding any necessary turn lanes.
That was my motion.
Was that your second, Alderman Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Under discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries.
All that for nothing?
That's what I thought it was. Item 5, claim of Nick and Lydia. Move to
Wait, there's a second motion, Ron Sanders.
Yeah.
Ron Sanders, there's a second motion on the floor.
Oh, okay. Is there a motion to accept and authorize staff to advertise for proposed 2011 local street improvement program?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 5, is there a motion?
Move to deny.
There's a motion to deny. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Under discussion, Alderman Skowronski.
You know, we go through this every year, this nonsense of knocking out mailboxes and everything. They're accidents. They happen. I've got a couple of mine in my area, too. It isn't that the drivers target these things. They happen. Some are old. Why don't instead of this coming up all the time, doesn't the DPW have it in their budget to say, give them $50 if they don't, they come back?
Sure.
Okay. But I'm saying, is $50 warranted? Because ever since I can remember, $50 has been in here. Does $50 justify fixing it?
Mr. Bennett, I mean, we do have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded.
I know. I'm discussing it.
A simple mailbox and a post can very easily, the materials be done for $50. Our problem, and in this particular subdivision, the developer specified a certain type of mailbox and the post. The only place you can buy the post is from him, so which normally would be a maybe $25 expense for a post is $75. We do have people that put mailboxes up that literally are in the thousands of dollars if you tried to have to replace them. Some people put antiques up. Some people labor for hours and hours and hours constructing fancy mailboxes. Some of them build big concrete things. So I would suggest, if you want to, is refer it back to the Board of Public Works for, if you want to look at the fee, whether it should be raised. But I would refer it back to the Board of Public Works.
Well, we do have a motion on the floor. On the motion, Alderman Olson.
I would support looking at and possibly raising that fee, but not for the next 3 or 4 years until we get out of the budget problem.
On the specific issue of the claim of Nick and Lydia Otsuski, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Is that a no?
I guess so.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
I just want a clarification on the motion. Alderman Solomon denied it based upon it.
Oh, you want the total for the insurance? Okay, I understand. Mr. Mayor, she wants me to read this. Motion to deny the claim of Nick and Linda Robitowski, pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes 893.80, based upon and in concurrence with the insurance adjuster on the base absence of evidence to support the claimant allegation and the failure of the claimant to file their notice of circumstances with any timely manner. That is my motion.
And that, who's the second to that?
Alderman Taylor.
Is that your?
Yep, that's exactly okay what I'm correct.
Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. They referenced Rob Spitzer. Rob Spitzer did not have a mailbox proposed. Ron and Elaine Seminaro did. However, for the record, their post was never replaced by the city, and it was, to the best of my knowledge, reimbursed by the city.
The motion on the floor has been seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye. Me? No. Any one of the above? Take your pick.
Yeah.
I just want to make it clear. Everybody's there.
Alderman Skowronski.
Yeah. No.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item H, 1, Alderman Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Herta, approve of the letter. Klein, hold for appearance. Tomorskio, hold for appearance. Hernandez, approve. Jasky, approve. Kushan, approve. Perez, hold for appearance. Wink, approve. Forest Park Middle School, approve. Franklin Civic Celebration, approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have vouchers numbers 137635 through 137839 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
There's a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, you please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you the net payroll of March 11th, 2011. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Stransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Sound.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it.